For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. As we look upon the Middle East, we can clearly see that things are starting to take shape. Ezekiel 38 and 39, war is starting to become a reality. As the Russians are shipping more and more soldiers and more war material into the Middle East, we know that we are entering into that time when the Lord will allow them to attack Israel. And we also understand and see that gross darkness is upon the earth. The unbeliever has absolutely no idea what is in store. They're proclaiming that we'll be annihilated by water in the next 12 years. The ice caps will melt. You can see the hysteria on TV as they proclaim that the world will go underwater in a matter of 12 years. And that has been predicted for years already. As far as some of those prophets are concerned, the world is supposed to be underwater already. So we are coming to a time where things are going to happen. The Bible teaches us that when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So the Lord is about ready to give, to take his children unto himself, and then we will see all hell break loose on this planet as people turn away from God. I do not know what will happen in the next 10 years, but I do know the Bible teaches us we can expect something. The children of God are going to see the light clearer and clearer. And those who don't know the Lord are going to go into gross darkness, meaning they will be confused. They will start to, they have all sorts of ideas on what's supposed to happen. Their minds are blinded from the love of the truth, and the ideas that they bring forth are unimaginable. But we, the children of God, we are not in darkness. We are the ones that see and proclaim these things because we believe the word of God is true. We are the lighthouse for the world. We tell them what's going to happen. Yes, this world is at a point where things will change drastically. And I know for a fact the tribulation is not far hence. I know that Satan is about to be kicked out of the heavenlies and thrown down to earth. I know that the demonic realm are going to be released from the pits of hell and released onto this planet. And woe unto those that are here during that time, for the devil has come upon them. This is what the Bible teaches us. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. When will this happen? The Bible teaches us we do not know the day or the hour. But one thing we do know, it's going to happen. So there's a scripture found in Hebrews chapter 10. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. After the Lord was finished talking to John about the churches, the church age, he then turned his attention to the heavenlies. The Bible teaches us that he heard a voice saying, "Come up hither," and immediately he was in heaven, looking down on the things that are supposed to take place during the 7 years of tribulation. So today I will teach on this subject, but before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we are seeing some interesting things happening all around us. But at the same time, we can expect the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ for his bride. And the way it takes place is very interestingly found in Revelations chapter 4 and 5. Anybody who studies Revelations chapter 4 and 5 will understand that the church will not go through the tribulation because it is taken into, the church is taken into heaven just before chapter 6 of Revelation. And that's where the white horse, that's where the horsemen are released upon the planet. It tells us in Revelations chapter 4 in verse 1, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So after the Lord Jesus Christ was finished telling John about the churches, admonishing the churches, he told them, now come up here, and I will show you what will happen after the church age. That is very interesting. After the church age begins the tribulation period, where God again will start dealing very interestingly with the nation of Israel. Now here is what John sees in heaven. In Revelations chapter 4, it tells us, and round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. So these are the scenes that John sees in heaven. There's the throne, there's the 24 elders sitting around the throne, and something is about to happen. And it tells us in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. That is one thing that you have to pay attention to. A sea of glass. There's a wide open expanse in front of the throne of God. A sea of glass, the Bible teaches us. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. There were four creatures. Many, many Bible commentators call them the seraphim, the angels that guard God. This is very interesting. But we got the sea of glass, which is empty. And then something starts to happen. John watches in heaven. In Revelation chapter 5 in verse 1 and 2. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loosen the seals thereof? The question is being asked. And it tells us in Revelation 5 in verse 3, and no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, were able to open the book, neither to look therein. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. So this book was very important to the point that John started to weep as he saw that nobody was worthy. So something important was written in that book and nobody could open it. But then an angel said, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So who is the one that's going to open the book? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is worthy, and he is going to start moving the tribulation period as he starts to unravel the seals that open the book. It is interesting how things take shape when you go through the book of Revelation, how they open seal after seal as terrible judgments are poured out upon the planet. In Revelation chapter 5 in verse 7, and behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb that had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, and are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. So here is Jesus. He is shown in his magnificent form. He is the God of the universe, and he goes over and takes the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. For those of you who don't believe in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you need this scripture. You need to read and study this scripture. Here is Jesus taking the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. You cannot deny that. And this is how it's going to start unfolding. With him taking the book and starting to open and to release the things that are going to become, that are going to start happening to this planet. But then something else happens. John the Revelator sees something very interesting taking place. The sea of glass fills up with millions and millions and millions of people. That is just before the tribulation starts. It is found in chapter 5 of Revelation in verse 8. It tells us, "And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, every one of them with harps and golden vials and full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, 'Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.'" So here's the song that those millions of beings that are round about the throne are singing. Listen to how many there are in Revelation chapter 5 in verse 11. "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beasts and the elders. The number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb which was slain and has received power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" So here we are at the end of chapter 5, where the books are going to be open, where the where the saints of God have been gathered from the earth. The sea of glass has been filled to capacity. It tells us they sang a new song, which they're singing. The song goes like this: "You are worthy, for you have redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every tongue, kindred, people, and nation." So this is what's going to happen shortly. So the question I have for you: are you ready to be evacuated from this planet before the great tribulation begins? The Bible teaches us the horrors that are going to happen are unimaginable. The Antichrist will take over the reins of the government, and God will start to pour out his wrath on this planet. It is all written in the book of Revelation, in the prophet Zechariah, in Ezekiel, in Isaiah. Everything is written out in the book of Daniel, how the tribulation will unfold. The Bible teaches us that the demonic realm will intermingle with mankind as the fury of God comes up in his face and he brings his wrath down upon the planet. And the children of God, as we read here in Revelation chapter 5, just before the tribulation begins, the children of God are going to be in heaven, round about the throne, looking and watching as these things unfold. So we need to open our eyes to these things. We're fast running out of time. These things will come to pass. They have been written and they are going to happen. So let the Lord open your heart to these and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen. Know that the rapture is soon going to take place. This is inevitable. We can see the things that are happening all around us. We know that the Bible is true, and the Bible predicted there's gonna come a day, nobody knows the day or the hour, when Jesus will take his bride unto himself. The Bible teaches us in Thessalonians that the one holding back the evil will hold it back until it is taken out of the way. Only the Church of Jesus Christ is now holding back the evil that is so desperately trying to encroach on this earth. You can see the frustrations of the world system as we see abortion is being threatened. We see same-sex marriages being threatened, and we can see and hear the people howling in frustrations as the government is trying this and that to stop the slaughter of young innocent children. And that's not even that there is much more going on than even we know or even the Bible talks about. It's unbelievable how wicked this world has become. The way it's interbreeding animals with human beings already. And that seems to be now the big deal towards creating a superhuman. But the Bible teaches us that God is not going to allow that to happen. Yes, to a certain extent it will happen. We need to understand God will not be tolerant when these things begin to come, because he created the human race and he will not allow his creation to do these things. So the question is, are we ready? It is very clearly written in the word that the man is dead in trespasses and sin. But the Bible also teaches us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So you see, regardless what religion you're in, you do not know God. You're not in tune with God until you're in tune with Jesus. And the only way you can become in tune with Jesus is to accept him as your Savior. The Bible teaches us that we were not bought with silver and gold, but in the fire of affliction, he paid for our sin. God's wrath came down on the Lord Jesus Christ as he took your sin and my sin upon himself, and thus he paid for the sin that we're ever going to commit and all the sins that we have committed. And he wants us to reverence that, to accept that. And if we reject it, if we thumb our nose at that, then God is going to definitely send us into the eternal lake of fire. God sent his only begotten Son. He left heaven to take the penalty and the blame for what we did wrong. And he bore our sicknesses, our diseases, and he also bore all our sins and took them to the cross. And there he nailed them to the tree. So now those of us who turn to this Jesus, those of us who accept this Jesus as their Savior, this is what it means, a Savior. We're saved from the awful, terrible punishment and wrath of God that is to come, which is called the eternal lake of fire. God saves us from that. He pardons us. He allows us to go free by him paying for what we did. How easy is that to understand? He paid for what we did. Now we can become free and receive the salvation that he so freely offers to us. So I'm asking you, the ones listening today, you need to pay attention. The time is short. This dispensation of time, this time of mercy and grace is soon going to be over. It's not going to come back. And where the tree falls, there it shall lie. If you miss this opportunity of salvation because you didn't pay attention or because you were living in sin and couldn't be bothered with it, you could lose your eternal soul. And the Bible teaches us this. What does it help a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? If you turn to Jesus today, you will become an heir of the kingdom of God. The Bible teaches us, once you become born again, you then become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You then are sealed unto the day of redemption. You are then seated in heavenly places. You are a child of the kingdom of heaven. So open your heart to this. Accept Jesus as your Savior today. Do not allow this time to pass. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.